All right, so in session 9, it's going to be we're going to start talking about the lab and the multi-environment testing, and we're going to look at done, and then we'll jump into lab management. All right? So, Vince.
Yeah.
I think we're back on track.
Yeah, everything's fixed.
Everything's merged and everything, so are we ready to test that new feature?
Of course. If you tell me we can test it, then go ahead. Let's test this.
All right, show it to me.
All right. Are you sure I'm going to show it to you?
Show me the new feature. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, no, I'm showing it to you.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's what I thought.
That's right.
That's a good question.
Yeah. All right. So,
Mr. Tester.
Mr. Tester, right. So I guess my scenario got a little bit blank there. All right. So let's go back to the build because we're going to look at the CI build. And the latest one is build number 6,
yep.
Which is everything merged and everything
yep.
good, right?
Yep.
So let's open that one, and let's open the drop folder, because that's the one we want to build. But look at that. You got all sorts of good stuff here. Sounds like awesome stuff. So let me just grab that and bring that to my good old directory that I test in.
Because all we did is fix and verify that Pete's bug was fixed.
Correct.
We never actually tested my new feature.
All right, so I'm going to start it. And notice I'm not using MTM.
Of course, no. All right.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to view all customer.
Uh-huh. Click my button.
And if I, do you think it's going to work?
Of course, it worked in my Visual Studio.
Yeah, you think it's going to work, right. All right.
What did you do?
I clicked your button.
No, I mean, what did you inject in my code?
I didn't inject anything. I clicked your button.
All right.
So you remember you were talking to me about a web service?
Yeah, that's my new feature, the external source.
You think I have a web service here when I click on that button?
Oh, dummy you. You didn't install IIS.
Well, I'm not going to install IIS.
What?
You think our customer have IIS installed on their machine?
And you're not a customer. You're a tester.
I'm a tester, but I don't want to install IIS because that's the real life. That's what they're going to do. They're going to click update.
My God, how am I going to do this without IIS on your machine?
Well, you know, there's a new feature I didn't talk about, but I was working on that all week because that's really like crazy, crazy new and very, very cool. So I'm going to close the application because I knew it was going to break. That's why I used, you know, I knew.
All right.
So what we're going to do is I'm going to show you a new feature called Lab Management. All right.
Sounds IT-ish.
It is. It is quite IT-ish. So let's do that. So we're really done, right? So here's a few things. Look at my screen here. I have a deck I got on a blog somewhere, and they say all the stuff you need to install to get the lab management to work, right?
Wow.
So like you were saying, it's very IT-ish, right? So you need to have System Center Virtual Machine Manager. You know what that is?
No.
Yeah, you don't need to know. And then you need an Active Directory. So we have an Active Directory, so good there. We could tick that. You need to use Hyper-V. VMware, you know, is not supported in this release. A lot of people have asked for it, but you know, it's just not there. And then you need some agents. And then finally, you need some gold image.
Gold image.
Yeah, and it's not a
what's that?
It's not a James Bond movie. It's it's actually an image that you create. So you go and you create a new virtual machine with your OS in it, XP, Windows 7, Windows Server, whatever you like, and then essentially from there you run the VM prep tool. So that's something you should go and look on the web. It's actually something that the lab management team created. It's kind of like a download that you use, and you don't want to create gold image without that.
All right. You're telling me you had time to put up a lab full of VMs that we're going to use to test my web service.
Absolutely.
So you really don't want to install IIS in your machine.
No.
It would take 5 minutes.
No, I don't want to do that.
All right.
All right. So the VM prep tool, actually, what it does is it talks to Hyper-V, and it tells the Hyper-V server, which is the virtualization layer. Yeah. The hypervisor, it actually installs all the agents that you see in the line before.
Yeah.
It installs all the agents in the VM, and then it generalizes the VM. So generalization means it removes the name, the IDs, and all that. And in other words, it's sysprep. So the IT folks might know a little bit about that. So it syspreps everything, and then it copies that into the template folder.
Okay.
All right, so let me show you that. So
show
remember
me that
lab in action. We've been playing in the blue section. Let's call it the blue section.
What do you mean blue section?
Well, look, I'll change it to the green section.
Okay, you click the button somewhere.
So see, I could go like that too and change it, right?
Because I went the longer way,
but I can go to Lab Center, and then we have the whole lab environment. So as you can see, I already created a lab environment for us because I knew we were going to have to test that, right? So the lab is composed of two machines. And let me just talk to you about a little bit about that stuff here, right? So the settings, we only have a local test run here, mm-hmm. right? And I know we're not going to run and capture data on the server to for you to debug because, you know, I think your web service is pretty good. I don't want to debug that for now. So what we're going to do is we're just going to create a new test setting. We're going to say that it's a remote test setting. So we're going to say remote test settings, all right? And for the role, we're going to pick that one. So that one has the local, which is my machine, and it has the two machines that are in the lab environment, right?
Okay.
And then from there, we're going to pick, for the local machine, we're going to grab the actions, because that way we need that. We won't pick IntelliTrace stuff. Although it's a web service, I don't want to gather any of that stuff.
Okay.
For IntelliTrace, I don't think we want to run some IntelliTrace here. We just want to basically, I don't think you're going to have any issues, so I'm not going to gather any data here.
Okay.
Because you're pretty good, so you know you showed me that you're doing the right stuff, and we're not going to go recording video either because we want to capture as much data as fast as we can.
Okay.
That desktop here, I'm not going to get anything right now because
we're not using this.
We're not using the desktop. But see that web server, mm-hmm. right? I'm not going to get anything from the web server either. But I need the web server in the environment for us to work. So right now, what I'm doing is I'm unticking everything so that when you run the test, it's going to go faster because it won't capture anything, right?
Okay.
And then finally, summary is just it tells you what it is, so we'll save that. So now we have a remote settings that we're going to use. When I'm going to run my test, I'm actually going to use those remote settings to test.
All right.
So the next thing is the library. So right now, there's nothing in the library, right? But I could, since I have a lab, I created an environment here. I could store the environment in the library. That means that as a tester, I can come here and say, you know what? Deploy me a new environment with those two machines in there because I have another group of testers that I want them to play with.
All right.
And what you can do is the same machines can be brought up together. They're in different network submask, and then everything is all working, and then they have the same machines, and it's all good. In order to do that properly, you would need an AD installed in that environment if you want to have network isolation, that is, right? If not, then right now those machines have the individual name, and they're connected to our AD, so you'll be able to connect to them and play and do all the stuff we want to do. So that's fine. We're good here. The test setting we saw, and finally the controllers. Remember I was talking to you about test controllers?
In the slide.
Yeah, so you need to have a test controller installed somewhere in your infrastructure, and then that test infrastructure, that controller talks to different virtual machines, and it talks to the test agents in the virtual machines, and it gather all the data that it brings back to us. So it's actually, we need this whole thing to work properly, all right? So that's pretty much the lab. What I'll do is I'll just start this environment, because that's obviously, we need the environment started in order to do our test, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I know that this machine here, that server, once it's started, I'll just show you what it looks like. So I know the name of it. So what we're going to do is, you remember your application in my environment here?
Yeah.
That I copied over. There's a config file. Remember, I'm sure in your config file you have a location where it's actually hitting
the
data.
Yeah. All right.
So we're going to go and open that up, right? And it's actually going to, oh, look at that, localhost.
Yeah, so I'm localhost.
Yeah, you're localhost. But I'm not localhost. I want to actually go to that machine over there, right?
Okay.
Right, so.
The web server is going to be hosted.
Exactly.
That server in the farm, in the lab.
Correct.
Okay.
Right. So, So I'm gonna just change that because I know it's called web service server. I think I called the machine.
You think?
So I'm gonna save that over here. Save, right? And then let's see if they're started. They are running. So if I double click on this, all right, it'll bring me the actual environments, and I can log into that. Boom, you know, control L delete.
Do you want to log into that machine?
I might, but I won't
because
it's still loading, right? So we'll let it load. But as you can see, I can see both my machines. That one's automatically logged in, mm-hmm. and I'll talk about that later when we actually use that machine. So right now this is still loading, so we'll let it load. And what one thing you can do is you can actually create snapshots of those virtual machines. And essentially when it's actually running, it's going to go back in time and it's going to do all sorts of real stuff, right? Because as the developer actually goes and does his stuff, we can capture all that stuff and save a checkpoint as we deploy to it, and then save that checkpoint for the developer to use it later and come back, restore a checkpoint, and see what the bug was.
All right.
So good stuff here. So we'll just let that finish loading because that thing is online, so we're good here. And our server is still loading. Now, mind you, this environment is in a way other machine, so it's taking a lot of time to ramp up here, right? So we'll let that go. In this session, we confirmed that Vince thought that we could test the environment, but obviously we couldn't, right? We proved that he wasn't done, really. And we showed pretty much the basics of the lab management. We're going to go in later details about the lab and deploying all that later. But right now, we kind of have an overview of machines, the environments that we can log on to, and all that good stuff. All right?